I think we'll just start with doing the taps. Just tap here. And as you do the taps, breathe into your belly and remember what you're learning from Lou. You don't have to get conceptual about it, but just mostly remember the three-tiered breathing and begin to open up the hollow body. Are you taping Lou's things too? Oh, good. In front of the ears. Under the nose. The chin. Chest. Breathing into the chest. Then the hands. And just relax. So we're just going to do some basic shamatha practice first. It's always good to start a session with that. So first you establish the posture and the breathing, in the belly, the middle part of the back, the upper part. Letting the breath take its body to its natural upright posture. Breathing with the feeling the diaphragm expand both down and up so that the belly expands and the upper rib cage expands. Lifting, expanding the rib cage. Opening up the upper chest behind the shoulder blades and under the collarbones. And remember the expansion into the armpits. Imagining the out breath goes down the arms and the legs, up the crown of the head. Developing the hollow body. And still being aware of the breathing, keeping the hollow body. If we haven't already started paying attention to what's going on in the mind, we do that then. Because before we can realize emptiness, we just have to be able to recognize mind. Just our ordinary mind. Not the thoughts, not the emotions. But mind is the source of that experience. Mind is the mirror in which the thoughts and emotions and impulses are reflected. So we just start being aware of what's happening. I mean, the first stage is just being aware of what's happening in the body, because the body is also the mind, you know. How we experience our body is another sensation of mind. It's more a feeling sense, a body sense, but it's still a reflection in mind. We tend to think of mind more where the thoughts are going, but still, every sensation is a reflection in mind, which is how mind can be the whole body. The sense of I is reflected in the mind. That's why focusing on the body and the breathing helps us to discover mind. Mind is that spacious, just sense of feeling, knowing, the baseline. So by focusing on the body and the posture, it allows the discursive mind to relax more. So that then we are able to just watch. It's still a dualistic experience, you know, something watching something, but we have to start there. And just as if we were sitting at the beach watching the waves coming and going on the water. We're looking at the sky and watching the birds fly through the sky. We just watch. We don't go and become that bird or that cloud or that wave. We just watch it. Thoughts come, thoughts go, without following them. So the more you can expand the awareness as the whole body, then thoughts become much less significant. We can rest in the spacious awareness that is mind. Not thought, but mind. Thought and feeling is just something that occurs in the mind, like a cloud in the sky. So when a thought comes, we just penetrate that thought with our awareness, much like watching a cloud dissolve in the sky. And rather than following it or going after it, we just look at it and watch it dissolve. It's a very quick activity. You have to catch it. You catch the thought just as it begins to come. And let it ease back into that sense of spacious awareness. I personally just let it dissolve in my in-breath or my out-breath. I feel that energy just go right in my heart and it disappears. And then that space where mind arises becomes more and more expansive. In order to realize the nature of mind, a lot of conditions have to come together. First off, we have to realize that samsara is not our friend. That my self-grasping eye is not my friend. It's so we have to meditate, you know, on the disadvantages of cyclic existence, disadvantages of self-cherishing, and the great advantages of being free, of having a mind that doesn't experience these thoughts as they arise as concrete realities that we grasp onto and then continue to bind ourselves in this continual up and down game of getting what we want and not getting what we don't want, and all those things being very concrete and real. And then we need to be convinced that there is a method, a way to get out and develop clear understanding of that, and clear faith that it's the believing faith that it really is a way out. And although the concept of blessing may be somewhat foreign to us brought up in the world of science and what the philosophers, the Scottish philosophers of the 1800s, I think it was, called the Age of Enlightenment, you know, we got rid of all this belief and mystery and magic, that the world is just like a machine. Came with the Industrial Revolution. And maybe entertain the idea there is such a thing as a blessing from a being that no longer exists in the relative world anymore. Something like Vaitara. Or a blessing that can come from a lineage. Or a guru. And so, it doesn't just come from our own desire, but we also have to, besides our intellectual understanding, to go beyond an intellectual understanding and get the real experience, which is beyond intellect. We have to allow ourselves to let go of that concrete self, those ideas, and entertain the idea that, you know, when we visualize these nectars and rays, that something is actually pouring into us. That we are actually purifying, accumulating, coming closer to the deity. That's the only thing that mantra recitation is about, is becoming closer to the deity. And what is the deity? The deity is the experience of the true nature of reality. The absolute nature of reality, the true nature of my own mind. And the true nature of all creation, that it's all exists, but only in dependence upon causes and conditions and labels and parts. Scientists now break down the world into smaller and smaller and smaller pieces. They can't really say there's nothing there, but now it's just light that moves, can be moved with a thought, you know, photons can move, be moved by thought. So if quarks and what's even smaller than that can be moved by thought, then certainly it moves our, because that's all we are, it moves us. So the more we can train and familiarize ourselves conceptually, and then have enough faith to let go and receive, and faith in our own abilities, that we can be truly a benefit to others. No longer bound by concrete reality, that things exist as they appear. And there's no time to lose. This life is very short. We forget how precious this human rebirth is, how difficult it is to have a rebirth where we can meet with the Dharma. The Dharma is actually taught, and there are places like this. And great teachers and supportive friends. We forget all that. We get caught up in the day-to-day, what's in front of us, rather than seeing the big picture. That's what humans do. Humans see the short term, not the long term. That's why we're destroying our environment, because that's the way we're built. So we just imagine then in the space in front of us is white Tara on a four-petaled lotus with the mandala deities, the Buddhas, the Dharmas, the Bodhisattvas. Amitayas on her crown holding the vase of immortal life, healing. And take a little time to actually feel that there is a being there. Just in the same way, you know, when you're thinking about a friend and suddenly they call you or send you an email, when we think about Waitara, she comes. We just have to believe that. So we can imagine Tara in the space in front, so beautiful, completely beyond anything we can imagine in a human female goddess, shining with radiating light, made of, you can see through her, you know, she's made of light like a rainbow, like a hologram, beautiful colors, smiling, loving. So loving. Dag Rinpoche said the most important aspect of guru devotion is to know that your guru loves you more than anything in the world and wants nothing more for you to be free of suffering and attain enlightenment. So just feel that way about Tara. And that possibility, you entertain the idea, you know, that there are beings with infinite amounts of compassion and love that can help all beings all the time. We have to entertain the idea that there is such a possibility of a being like that. That's far greater than what we see in the ordinary aspect of the guru who manifests out of kindness for us. But the true nature of that mind, Buddha's mind, is absolutely accepting and loving and bestowing blessings. And offering us a safe haven, the beginning of creating our own inner refuge, where we, our own inner laboratory, where we go to breathe and look at mind, feel love for ourselves, and develop the capacity to transcend all emotional disturbances just by breathing and looking at how they are just mere clouds in the sky. And working with the capacity, the skill to identify more and more with the bigger mind, the space within which where those winds move, and know that we can subdue those winds with peace and grace and power and wrath, mostly pacifying. And those thoughts that take us here and there all over the place. I need to do this, I need to do that. He's this, he's that. She did this and she did that. I feel this and I feel that. And just begin to entertain that idea that I can create that inner refuge inside myself. Even before I die. Where when I sit down and think of the deity and think of the guru and breathe in my body, there's a peaceful, like your own little cave, you know. Space in the heart that grows and grows and grows with acceptance and love. The more we work with our own forgiveness and gratitude, and these we have to use concepts to go beyond the concepts to anything that opens our heart. So then we'll take refuge in feeling that, what that is, what that means. And we'll just say it once, and then however, whatever that means to you, just imagine that that blessing is pouring in from the heart of the Tara in front, you know. And thinking about all the people, particularly people on this list, and all of our friends and family and all sentient beings around us, and sharing that wish with them as well, for them, for everyone to have this inner refuge that is far from the maddening crowds, far from our, or actually quite present with everything, but just penetrating into its true nature, which is just, it's just winds, just wind blowing. And just like now, when the wind's blowing, we also know there's a time when the wind is calm and the sun comes out and shines. And that this wind is just a temporary disturbance. And that's all that ever happens inside of ourselves. But the difference is that we have the capacity to stabilize that. And even go beyond that. And so we're asking Tara for those blessings. So now recite the formula. I and all living beings as extensive as space, from now on until the essence of enlightenment is achieved, take refuge in the glorious holy gurus, take refuge in the fully accomplished Buddhas, take refuge in the holy Dharma, take refuge in the Supreme Assembly. I take refuge in the Venerable Lady White Tara, the wish-fulfilling wheel, and the complete entourage of deities. Keep going. coin. I prostrate and take refuge in the Holy Guru and the three blessed jewels. Please bestow your blessings on my mind stream. So then just feel those blessings coming in. Just imagine, you know, the white pacifying light, pacifying all the wrong views and lack of faith and obstacles. And yellow ones coming and increasing all the everything we need to create that inner refuge. Because once we have it, we can share it with others. And then we feel those blessings strike the heart of our subtle wind and mind, and it just explodes in this nuclear explosion of wanting to help everyone in the whole universe and sharing that. And so imagining those white rays going out and touching every sentient being as we reach the generation of the mind of enlightenment. In order to attain the fully accomplished state of a Buddha, for the sake of all living beings, I will enter into the sadhana of Vaichara, the wish-fulfilling wheel. And today we're not going to do the whole sadhana in the morning. So just generate bodhicitta, because we don't have time. Do it today. We'll do it later on today a couple times. And then just imagine that a blessing of Tara in the form of, you know, a replica of her mind comes and sits in our subtle mind. And that strikes us with the experience of emptiness. So we'll say the Sabhava mantra and then just arises Vaitara. Om Sabhava Shuddha Sava Dhamma Sabhava Shuddha. So then if we can go back to that calm abiding meditation and just looking at mind, feeling the body breathing, and then just take a moment to investigate the sense of I that's doing that. And either just dissolve that with the breath, after you've identified it, or where is it, this I? If it exists, it's got to be somewhere. And when you can't find it, you just rest in that space. Doesn't mean there's no awareness. It's just not such a sense of I'm watching, I'm aware. It's just awareness. And then that, from that space comes the lotus, from palm comes the lotus, and from awe comes the moon, and then from tam is my subtle mind. And then the light rays go out, fulfilling the two purposes. come back, and I rise as Tara. Or if you're not arising as Tara, just clarify the visualization and space in front of you again. So I'm not going to read it. I think we know now what Tara looks like. Just feel ourselves as Tara with the flower and the granting refuge and eyes and the hands and feet and third eye. Wearing a silken lower and upper garment. It's like a skirt and a shawl. All very beautiful in the nature of light. So that hollow body is in the nature of light. And the sense of I becomes the nature of emptiness. And that's how we have divine pride and clear appearance. The subject is empty and the object is the light body. Just awareness and clarity. Appearing as Tara. So just scan through the body. Tara's quite easy because she sits cross-legged just like us, you know. It's not a hard visualization at all. Then imagine the lotus and seat for Amitayas on our crown, and or in the base in front, and he's holding the vase. And from the Sri at his heart, light rays are going to go out and hook like and bring back all our lost life force energy, all of the degeneration and imbalance in the five elements, all the merits, rejoicing in the practice of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. We hook back all their practice to restore our vows and commitments. And then that pours down into us. And we'll recite Vaitara's mantra. And if you want to, you can shift the colors, you know. We can have the beginning with the white ones pacifying. And then yellow ones increasing, controlling activities, however you want to do it. Or just all five coming together, but just sitting there, sign the mantra, just like you're taking a shower, and just feel that. If you want to feel them coming the central channel, you can, or you don't have to. And just feel that as you recite that mantra, the life force, the health, particularly Dharma realizations, letting go of conceptual appearances, gratitude for our perfect human rebirth. No more blame, shame, perpetrator, victim mentality. Completely being pacified and washed away. There's nothing left but emptiness and love and clarity and the activities. So when we think of activities, you know, we can think of the six perfections. Generosity and patience and effort and concentration and morality. Those are the activities, the green lights. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Are You Puni Jana Pushan Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Are You Puni Jana Pushan Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Are You Puni Jana Pushan Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Are You Puni Jana Pushan Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Are You Puni Jana Pushan Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Are You Puni Jana Pushan Kuru Yesoha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ar Puni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yesoha. Om Tare tu jare tu re mama punni jana pushtim kuru yeso om tare tu jare tu re mama punni jana pushtim kuru yeso om tare tu jare tu re mama punni jana pushtim kuru yeso Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Punni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yasoha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Punni Jana Pushtim Kuru Yasoha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mama Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu tare tu re mama. Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu re mama. Punni jana pushtim kuru yesoha. Om tare tu tare tu re mama punni jana pushtim kuru yeso
And then just continue to feel the blessing whatever it is that you need Long life, good health, power to subdue the disturbing thoughts and bad habits. Choose your color. Increase your realizations for all. Your manifesting abilities with the green. If you have to run a Dharma center, you need a lot of green. Totally destroying those tumors with the blue. Stability with the purple. All the colors. Total rainbow, rainbow bath inside a rainbow body. And then that goes out through our pores. And we share it with all the beings on this list and all the beings in the universe. And these lights are absorbed back into us, into our heart and our navel chakra. And before we end the session, we'll just visualize the eggs around us of protection, the lights, the pacifying, the increasing, the controlling, the subjugating, destroying. Destroying, subjugating I think is controlling, destroying. Power to manifest the activities and stabilizing I think it's not a bad idea to think they're there all the time. Then we're just going to take a little break so we can let's just do the dedication that's on this page, the standard FMT dedication. By this virtue may I become Buddha and lead all beings into that enlightened state. May Supreme Bodhicitta, not arisen, rise and grow, and what has arisen not decline, but increase forevermore. So then we'll take a break till 10 to 11 and remember to be silent and remember as much as you can